You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Kudamu Beis, Tana Agra, Chamua de Rebbe, Abba, Ofu Gvina, Necholim Bafi Kuran, Oif, Bird, and Cheese, Necholim Bafi Kuran. What does that mean, Bafi Kuran? Like Hefker. They're Hefker. You have to be careful. You're talking about Mela below Nitil Sidaim, below Kinu Chape. You don't have to do Nitil Sidaim, and you don't have to clean out your mouth. You don't need the tears. You're dying below Kinu Chaper. Now, what does it mean? Vuamala, below Kinu Chaper. Shin Ochal Zavi Kishachal Zeh. Rashi doesn't say which is first. Rashi says six from the bottom. Shavi Kishachal Zeh. In Tzarech Litol Yad Vil Kaneach. Ababasa Behem Abay Kinuach. So Rashi makes the chilek between chicken, which most poskim paskim only drabbanon, avabasa behema by kinuach l'kamon sheinid baklum in arishim bechanichav. You need kinuach haper, something be attached to your palate. So the Gemara says, so you don't need the tefillah yadayim milk kinuach haper. Rav Yitzchak Bei Rav Shashikul Bei Ravashi.
I sleep. Is washing out your mouth, or is it eating like?
So we're machmen both. Kinuach means cleaning out your mouth, eating something. Eating bread, and we paskin, you have to do hadach and kinuach chaper. I'm not sure where that comes from. See in Shulchan Aruch, Rashi. I see like vina, brought him cheese, achal. I say bisra achal. They brought him cheese, and they brought him meat, bisra achal, for mashi yade. He didn't wash his hands. I relearned, Amri lovatani agra chmud rabbi abba, ofu gvinach mevikurin. And we have a diuk, only oif not. Now you notice, it's mashmeh even if you have the cheese first. Here, it's machlok shishanim. Did he say, Eislik vina achal, Eislik bisra achal? Goes in that order. So it makes sense if you're washing your hands, whether you have meat or cheese on your hands, you don't want to have it to, if it's on your hands, if you don't wash your hands, so I'm below, hanimu belevi, mamachasina, and by day sin. So Tosfos is tema, bottom Tosfos.
Hanimu blood over the mamachasina, you could see if you have something on your hands, right?
So if it's light, you don't have to wash your hands. You can see if you have something on your hands. He didn't wash his hands. He said, well, it's
they used
a night.
To eat with the hands, I want you to know. And if you don't wash his hands, they definitely
had cheese,
on
milk,
it for
right.
Sure. Right. Whatever, it had fatty stuff on it.
Ovagvina and barisivina lo. Tame. So the Mar asks, Hechi parch migvina achabasar abas achagvina. How can you ask a stira? We said, oifugvina, but basagvina not. But now you're asking cheese and afterwards meat. How can you compare meat and after cheese and after meat? Now the emesis, I don't understand Tosfos Kashma. Because if it's washing your hands, so what's the difference which one is first? See, Tosfos is a tema. The Hechi Baruch, Gvina Achag Basa. Abasa Achag Gvina. Tav Yitzchak, Gvina Achag Basa Achag. He ate cheese and then he made meat. The mind makes this look later if you have cheese first. But I don't understand Tosfos Kasha. Because here we're talking about washing your hands. So washing your hands, what's the difference which one you have first? They're going to both. Since I don't understand Tosfos Kasha really. Mm-hmm. Tosfos, how can you compare meat after cheese and cheese after meat? Is halacha, we make this tremendous difference.
Which is first? It doesn't matter, right?
So the chayla got to be washing your hands. It shouldn't matter which is first.
So when the Gemara said Eifu Gvina, is it giving an order? Eifu and Gvina? Not giving the order.
Eifu Gvina in.
Eifu Gvina sounds like it was Eifu Gvina, but either one is first. Either one is first.
Rashi seems to either one, but Ofu Gvina could say the Ofu is first. Ofu Gvina.
Certainly then, Gvina first. You know what I mean? Certainly then, Gvina first. So then it makes no difference at all. And now the Gemara is saying, Gvina, I say the Bisho, the Ofu, and much I don't believe. But here, he's eating basar, he's eating actual basar. also the implication was, but also you do have to wash your hands. So, yeah, so it's a good question what Tosfos is asking over here. The Gemara didn't yet know that you're not allowed to eat one right after the other. You have to wait meals in between.
Well, that's going to be, see, that's a machlokes.
It's going to be later on.
Yeah, that's going to be a machlokes later on.
At this point, the Gemara is not making a distinction. The only fear is that you have stuff in
your
mouth.
Stuff you have to wash your hands?
And your hand in your mouth. Hand in your mouth.
That's what it looks like.
Right.
That fikoran means you don't have to be sorry. The number yes, I buy only chicken and milk, but meat and milk, which is
so
the rice.
You could argue that the tosfos means you can't really bring a proof one with the other, because it could be that after meat, it's stickier, it sticks more.
You mean
more,
just like it sticks to the mouth,
yeah,
more,
it
sticks
to the mouth,
hands
and
more.
And that's what he's saying. What is the Gemara asking?
Because it's more, because just like meat sticks to the palate more, it sticks to the hands more. Tema. Tema in Gvina Achar Basar. Asa Gvina. Tavir Sa Gvina Achar Basar. Achal. Falo Dami. Kedama Bissama. Gvina Achar Basar. Achal. So if you have milk first, you're right. You have to say, Piyeshla. Dachipa. The bride stag when mashma of gvin and nechal and bavikurin belong to your sidaim lo kinu chapeh. Avo sha'ar basar boi netiyo li kinu chapeh. Ah, so like you asked. Sha'ar basar boi netiyo li kinu chapeh. Vehechi dami. It can't be meat first, because if you eat meat first, you have to wait 6 hours. The I basar tchila, vehechi dami, I basar tchila, tum bentiyo li kinu chlo sagi. Like you asked.
Yes.
It's not enough. Later, right. Ad sudach rita, which either means 6 hours until you bench.
Right.
So, in other words, we said, when he said, of gvina, he didn't mean I first. He must have meant gvina basa. So when he said "Ovigvin and Basar Gvina Lo," he must have meant Gvina and Basar. He couldn't have meant Basar Gvina, because then it doesn't help washing the hands and washing and cleaning the mouth. V'agav the Mas v'Braisa Ov Tchila Lo Nami Hachav Basar Tchila. V'Braisa Nakar Ov Tchila Fil Ov Tchila Nechav Avikur. So he's learning the Gemara's Diuk. Oifu Gvina Nechav Avikur means Oif first and then Gvina. But the Gemara says, Basar Gvina Lo. The Gemara can't mean first Basar, then you have to wait 6 hours. Okay. So that's the first Pshat in Taisus. Ben Efa Rishchel Lachs Gdos. Talk of Basar, Asal Chal Gvina, Harabil Tisri Dikliyim. Ben Otam learns that if you eat meat, Asal Chal Gvina, it's not Bidis in the Kinnom. If you wash your hands in your mouth, you can eat milk right after meat. You don't have to wait another Suda, and you don't have to wait for 6 hours. Until the Kinuach Sharet. So Ben Tam Taka learns, it means meet first. And if you do Kinuach Hanadacha, so if you do Kinuach Hanadacha, it's enough.
No waiting.
Until the Kinuach Sharet. Achagvina Mutalacha Basa. Aplon until the Kinuach. So that's the difference, right? The difference is, if you need to know, you have to say like you said.
I don't understand that, even, because it's in your mouth. You know.
Now, what about Marukva, the next meal? That's a chumra. He learns this whole Gemara is a chumra. Marukva, either one choice, it means he didn't wash his hands and mouth. If you wash your hands and mouth...
He's not even close to the Pesach Halacha.
Right.
He's so far from
it. Right. It's like the...
It's unbelievable.
Don't try this at home, right? Your wife, you tell your wife, I'll wash my hands and then wash my mouth out, and then I can have coffee, right? Have a steak. You have a steak, and you wash your mouth, you clean your mouth, and you wash your hands, and you can have a coffee. Inami machma. So what are they asking on Rabbi Yitzchak? Because
that pasuk, he's not worried about the pasuk.
This way, Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabashi.
By pasuk ben Shineim, pasuk. The Gemara brings it right away. Pasuk ben Shineim.
Ben Shineim.
Doesn't work. That's often a pasuk.
Well, maybe if you clean your mouth out, you get rid of it. By cleaning your mouth out, maybe. I mean, you know, if you floss, it's better to floss. If you clean your mouth out, maybe you get rid of it. Rabbi Yitzchak ben Rabbi Shashi. What was this kasha? I see like Vina, Achal, I see Bissa, Achal, Flamashi Yode. So what's the most kashin? Back to Tysus Kasha. Tysus says you can even have meat after cheese if you wash your hands. So what are you asking from cheese after meat from meat from
meat from, after cheese?
What are you asking from right
cheese,
from
cheese after meat? Right?
Cheese after meat from meat after cheese. V'tzachlam u'feirushim. To this idaim ein chiluk. Like I argued, this was my argument. To this idaim ein chiluk. V'basat chiluvin etchil. This was I was giving the argument. But you see, the others are like you, not like this. But according to this pshat, so you have to learn, like I was asking right away on Tysus, you know what? So he says, yeah, washing your hands, there's no chiluk, which one's first, which makes sense. Gabi chinuch davki yesh chiluk. Gabi cleaning the mouth, there's a chiluk, because their meat leaves more taste in the mouth. But gabi,
so how does it help that it's night or day? You could wash it out better? You could see
no, it's only hands. Ain't a chinami. So Rishonim say, what? The Rishonim.
Oh, you have to wash your mouth.
Yeah, right. He's not going to wash his mouth.
He's busy washing his hands, but he can't wash his hands.
You see? I see my hands are clean. I can see. Volum nagu. So here we get to the minimum. Ilam. Volum nagu. Shalachavina achar basakla. As you know. Vila achar oi. We're not making on chicken. I vafotani agra of vina chom bavikurun. Mashmi, you can eat oif and then chicken and cheese right away. Dumush sava ubasa bachalov. Love the rice. Velo kaimlan hachi. So this is a big machlek, the shach and the machaber. The Rambam and the machaber, paskin, basarov is the rabbana. But Tysus says, Lokaimlan says, Samachranim say, you can't think tzachan Tysus. You know what the nafkamin is? It's also by non bishop. If it's only the Rabbanan, it says in Shechon Aruch, Hilchus Bas Mechalef, something that's only us, the Rabbanan, is not us, Banan, it's Mutter B'Bishop. It's only something that's Bas Chav D'Oraisa. So Nafka, I mean, if you Bas Banan, chicken and milk. Chicken, if you cook them together, it's us, Banan. Or if you're allowed to cook them together.
Big difference.
Yeah, big difference. Mikash, Bais, the Agra, come on. What is the price of Agra? He grabbed Yosef, he's the man who eats milk and meat, with milk and chicken. In Rabbi Yosef Glili's town, they used to put butter on their turkeys. Remember Rabbi Yosef Glili? But Asa Rabbi Yosef Glili, he was Lemaisa, even the Abani held his noise. You have chicken, the poultry, and
milk. That it was like fish.
Right? You know, chicken was like fish. Come on, come on. Why did it only say oif? Have they missed the chai about the oif? Some people say we're more machmen than chai than oif because it looks like meat. So see, he's saying to say chai, but still to rabbanim. Yeah, I saw that svar in your day. Okay. Okay, what is it, time to start? We can start. We can start here. Okay.
One we're still keeping the Gemara open?
We won't need it. I don't think we'll need the Gemara. Okay. I'm going to do this piece. Here, I get sheets, two sheets.
I don't want to block anybody.
What? Yeah, take this piece. A little Yoridea, but B'chav, Harv HaRaitiv. Ani Ayom Sab Chuni Ba'ashishis Rabtuni B'tapyuchim. This Gemara is getting harder and harder. These Gemaras in
Today we found out that Kohanim are Aslan.
I
wanted to check to see if I'm Kohanim all the years because I'm an Aslan. But now I found out that they're
Is that funny?
Is that Rashi? I just happened.
Yeah. Noisa, you know how it works. Pigal is Chashtekun. Noisa is an Aslan. Fate in our daf. Tzvi didn't even ask it. Yeah. So Tzvi. So he asked. So Kohanim's reason, man. Kohanim's reason. So I was thinking. It's really a good shayla. Made a gzer of atzlei kuna. All over Shastim, where it says kohanim, you don't make gzer, it's kohanim's reason, man. I think somebody suggested this, but I said you have to check every sugi in Shas. Is it only by the avoida? This is by achila. It could be legabi eating, even though kohanim oisim b'alim miskaprim.
Right, so it's also part of it.
Yeah, okay, but maybe.
Not real.
We didn't start yet, Chaim. Somebody didn't get the text, so we were learning together for 20 minutes. Okay. I'd like to do it. It's funny, I was at the wedding, I speak to Rabbi Forst about it, this Rabbi Kivega. You know, I blew it up. The first Rabbi Kivega, the Zilchus Basa B'chalof. So let's read the Shulchan Aruch and write to Rabbi Kivega. Basa B'Toyra says in the Haile, we're fixing up the shul finally, Baruch Hashem. It's getting back. We're getting our shul back. What? No, no, the same. Just they moved them. Just moved them. Remember we had a block and a half. We had all these difficult drushes. So Rashi, you know, Shulchan Aruch, they got the easy one. It says three times. It's interesting. The Rambam holds his own Malkus V'Anoah. The Rambam doesn't hold his Malkus V'Anoah. It's Rambam Shita. But Pashtus, it's a lot. If you hold it slow, Svasha Gudis V'Anoah, so it's a lot, so you should get Anoah. He's Anoah. Folks. Well, you know, that's Rabba Bo. When it says Achila, it means Hanor, Rabba Bo. Unless the Torah is, that's Machlek Sim Psachim. Whenever the Torah says Achila, it includes Hanor.
So which one do you
get Machlek? Achila and Bishul. And Bishul. It's Tamua. It's a little Tamua. It's a Shver Ramba. Maybe we'll study it a little bit. If Vega brings it, let's see.
So,
The Gemara, there's a long Gemara on that. It's Gemara, yeah. The Gemara discusses that. Maybe only Bechaliv Imo, maybe only Gdi. There's a long Gemara, how we learn that Rosh said it's not only Bechaliv Imo. Gimel Panim, Echadish of Echadis, Achil Echadis Anon. Votzi Achil of Lashem Bishol. Ah, why did it say Lashem Bishol Achil? Lashem Osma Torah, Elach Derech Bishol. Only Derech Bishol. So the Mashal, if you soak meat and milk for 24 hours, the Gemara Pesachim, even though there's an absorption of the time, it's not d'oraisa. You know, it's only derech bishul. You can have, that's why I answered. I said this over to Rabbi Forst tonight at the wedding. Remember we said, klisheni, there's no basa b'chal of d'oraisa. It's clear in the Gemara in Chulin Kofdal, the beginning of Kala Basa, that on klisheni, we had that gzera. Someone says Doraisa, someone says only Klisheni. So I asked, there's a sheet in Yoredeya that Klisheni is Bole and Pole, the Rivash sheet. So I answered, that's not Shver, because it's not Bishop. Klisheni may be, there's a Chumr in Yoredeya that even Klisheni is Pole and Mavliya. But that's only Pole and Mavliya, it's not Bishop. Just like when you soak 24 hours, it causes exchange of taste, but it's not Bishop. So, Midoraisa, you can eat it. You can have midoraisa. You can have a cheese, a cold burger, and cold cheese. Yeah, you know, you can have a meat sandwich, salami and cheese. It's mutter midoraisa. Midoraisa, you can have a piece of cheese, a cold piece of deli. You can have your corned beef, your salami, but a piece of cheese on top is mutter daraisa. It's only asa midoraisa when you cook it. Now, I want to show you many shilas and achronim, some interesting shilas. I told Rabbi Forst, I mean, he knew, but it says in Paiskim, many interesting questions on this. Al derech bishul. Midrabanan asa b'chalayin. Midrabanan, oh, I'm so happy to see you. Good shiur tonight. Okay, one more.
If you don't have an oil,
place it down.
If you don't have an oil, you're not oily even if you eat it.
Okay, we didn't know it's spring yet. It's 30 degrees, but it's spring. Spring training. Nothing to spring training. That's it.
It's all in the mind.
I need the Rabbi Kivega. You need. So guys, we're learning. Yeah, okay. Kids are good. Yeah, good spirit. Okay. Fixing the shul. I can't. I don't want to start up. Okay. I'm sorry, Rabbi. So derech mishum. You only have him with the rice if you cook. Now we'll see some very fascinating chakiris. Al midrabanan asa becholin. Rabbanan, even if you don't cook him together, you can't eat meat and milk midrabanan. And the Rama says, big aside I mentioned earlier, kol basa becholav shein asa min atayra mutabai noah. So it's very no good chicken. If you cook chicken and milk, is it mutabai noah? If you're passing chickens midrabanan like the Rambam and the Mechaber, then we saw Tyson Chulin, and the Shach brings many shittas that holds the rice. So let's look at Rabbi Kivayeg. I'm be prichadish. The gam tzli the iri. The iri, tzli, roasting. Tzli is also awesome in the raisa. So you know what the raya is? You want to bring a raya that tzli is also called bishel? Who wants to bring a raya that tzli is called bishel? That pasuk the Gemara brings in Chal, that it says, Vaivashlu is a Pesach, and it means tzli. That's the raya they bring. It says, Lo Savashel, and the Torah uses the Lashon bishel by Karm Pesach, which obviously meant roasting. So, iri means you pour hot onto hot milk onto hot meat. We paskin tisoy govar. So you pour cold milk onto hot meat. Have it a rice? Okay. So I'm Biyam Shoshler. So he holds that you don't need dafka cooking. Tzli is also, or iroi pointing. Now the Yamsha Shlomo says something interesting. Because of the basa cham, shenagal levina chama. Let's say it touched. I think I can explain the Yamsha Shlomo and have a chance to look it up. If you touch at meat with hot cheese, so it's balea, right? You're a dea. Touch foods, hot. It's balea. It's not daraisa. I think he means even if your tzli is daraisa, even if your tzli is daraisa, but not hot meat touching hot cheese. That's the
difference. What difference is it making?
You're only chayiv if you cook them together. So right. We're saying roasting is called cooking. Is touching hot meat with hot cheese called cooking? Says the Amshel Shloimei that because of the boss of Shalom Vina Chama, he was us with midrabban. I apologize. Okay, you're gonna have to look on Matcha. I didn't bring enough sheets. So we spoke out that if you soak them together, it's an open Gemara. That's an open Gemara. That if you soak it 24 hours, it's not midoraisa. That's the Gemara. We have machlokes Rashi, Tyson, Chulin. We spoke it out in the Daf. We have machlokes Bas Mechal of Chiddushu. Remember machlokes Rashi and Tyson just a week or two ago, before we were doing Harav Reitiv. We said Bas Mechal of Chiddushu. What did Rashi learn? I'll remind you. I'll jostle your memory, David. Rashi learned Bas Mechal of Chiddushu because each one alone is separate as mutton. You put them together in the Ras. Tyson brings an open Gemara. So we spoke about it in the Tosfos brings an open Gemara. The Gemara Pesachim. Pas Mechal is Chiddushu because if you soak it 24 hours and it gives the meat, milk gives the taste of the meat, it's Mutta Midaraisa. But if you cook it, it's Asa. That's why it's a Chiddush. Derech Bishol. So that answers your question. Open Gemara Pesachim that's soaking it even for 24 hours, even though there's an interchange of taste, even though it's Mavli and Bolet. But it's not cooking. It's not cooking. That's what it's trying at Chaim. It has to be cooking. Yes. Now the question is, hot and hot, is that... See, I think the Yamsha Shlom is saying, cooking? That's not Tzli. See, Tzli, the Poskim argue about it. Tzli could be called cooking. But a hot touching at is not Tzli and it's not cooking. It's Bolei and Maflit. In Yeriday, you touch hot to hot. It's gonna cause an interchange of taste, but it's not cooking. That's what the Yamsha Shlom is saying. Even hot milk and hot cheese, hot meat and hot cheese touching, because it's not mamish tzli. It's. I'll give you a marshal. Malicha. See, that's the shalom. Malicha. Malicha is kirasech the tzli. But it's not, you wouldn't be chai basa b'chalav on malicha. On malicha, would you be chai basa b'chalav? If you had salt, milk, well, we'll maybe talk about it after. Because my goes
to say it's again.
What?
When you hit touch the butter with the meat,
you know why it's awesome.
Because you're afraid that he might.
No, because the meat has the taste of the butter. Absorbed because it's worse.
It's hot with hot. Not because of
a
gzera that you might come out to cook.
No, you don't need a gzera for that. This is bas b'chalav. Right. There's meat that has the taste of milk, but it wasn't cooked. So it's asa d'rabban. Now, it's true. See, that's funny, because even if it would be cold and cold, you can't eat them together. That's also midrabanan. But if you have meat, which has the taste of milk, it's asa midrabanan, even if you don't cook it together. Midrabanan, it's asr, if the meat has a taste of milk in it. Now, look at this. This is what I want to think, Tzachan. Because of a Rishon, Agos, Rib Kivega, the third line, Rib Kivega, Simon Pei Zayin, first sif in the Chosbas Vachav, Rib Kivega. Because my God says, we have to show us a safer. The Chticha Shenech Pesha Bechalav. If you soaked a piece of meat in milk for 24 hours, so now you're allowed to cook it together. So it's an Issa Daraisa to cook it together. Asa Lavashla. If you soak a piece of meat in milk for 24 hours, so absorb the taste of the milk. But it wasn't cooked yet. If you cook it, you'll be over the Issa Basa Bechal. That kind of Issa Kavish Midrabah.
It's not a huge
change because
it has the milk in it.
It has the milk in it. Yeah. Yeah. So I would say, I would have said like this, even though you didn't cook it yet, what's the Issa of cooking Basa Bechal? Because you're cooking the milk, you're giving the meat with the taste of the milk, and the milk the taste of the meat, that's why the Torah asked it. If it already has it, you can't be over the Issa Bishul. You're ready. No, that's next. We're going to talk about that next. Yesh Bishul Achar. I'm not saying Yesh Bishul Achar Bishul. What I'm arguing is that the way I thought, I always think about it. So what's this about b'chalav? By cooking, you're cooking meat and milk together. And the,
No, those of Ashur meat separate.
It's only separate. So I'm saying what I'm arguing. Matcha, you have a Rishon on your side. You don't have to shry because the Isvet is on your side. I'm just saying what I would have said. Believe that. I would have argued this way. I would have said, yeah, it's exactly because of derech bishul asfetayra, but only when that bishul is bringing the milk and the taste of milk into the meat. If the meat already has the taste of the meat.
No. Or you're cooking two things that are
mutter
together. Here, it's star off as asr because I have the taste of it.
No, but with the rice, it's not asr. With the rice, it's not asr. You have a case here where you have the taste of the milk and the meat because with the rice.
I would say, like you're saying, because it's a chiddush. The whole concept of basa b'chalav is a chiddush. So you might say only if through the bishul, but not prior.
So Matcha vehemently disagrees. I mean, you have the Yisavet on your side, so I can't vehemently disagree with you.
See,
so I was sitting next to Rabbi Forst at a wedding, so I wanted to tell him my Svara, so he also was trying, but I think he knew the Yisavet. It's not fair. He already knew the answer of the heter. So, you know, he said, no, says in Paskim. You know, he already knew the answer. So I'm just saying you could think not this way. I'm not saying I hold not this way. I'm just, to me, it's a little bit of a chiddush. Now he talks about Bishul al Chabishul. Zok Rabbi Kivega. He brings the answer of the heter. Zok Rabbi Kivega. Mashma nispashla b'chalav. If you already cooked it once, can you cook it again? You already cooked it once. You cooked meat and milk. Now you want to cook it up again. So then the question comes, aim bishul. See, then you accomplish nothing. I say you accomplish nothing, even was covered before. So mashma din is pashla b'chalof muta lachzol avashla. See, the Isavet is saying, since it wasn't cooked before, it was only kavush, but it was already cooked, then you can cook it again.
So then I
asked this to Rabbi Forst today. That's what I was thinking. By davar lach, we pass him by Shabbos, yesh b'shachar bishul, if it got cold. The compromise of the Ramah. Everyone knows that if you cook something with liquid, if it got cold, then yesh bishlach abishel. If it's still warm, ein bishlach abishel. So would you say the same thing that you say regarding hichas Shabbos, legabi hichas basa b'chalav?
I don't know.
That's also a good question. That's also a question. Later we're going to see a shayla. To chayv bishlach basa b'chalav, how much do you have to cook it? You sure? Are you sure? Maybe not. Maybe you chayv bishul, if you just cook it. No, even less. Maybe you chayv bishul, if you cook it for 2 minutes. You mevashel, basa b'chalav. So we have a three-way chakira.
That's
not bishul. You cook milk and meat. It's not really lachila yet, but it's bishul.
That's not bishul. The recipe calls for an hour.
It is bishul, not bishul.
I really don't understand that.
The recipe calls for an hour of cooking. You only do 5 minutes worth of cooking.
It doesn't matter because the first 5 minutes already the outside cooks.
It doesn't matter. The milk gave time into the meat via bishul. See, again, it depends how you look at it. If I cook it for, even though it needs an hour cooking, it has to be cooked an hour. I cook it for 5 minutes, the meat absorbed with cooking the taste of milk. So it's not so pashut that you need to cook it kemachal ben dusoy, or even maybe like a nichol Shabbos. You know, ein bishul lach a bishul machlekes drash bo and Rambam. Well, that's like soaking. If there's no bishul b'chama, tol's chama, it's not bishul, it's not bishul, because that's not bishul. That's like soaking it for an hour.
It's also the same thing. If you cook it, you put it 5 minutes with the chayim shabbos. No, it's not bishul.
Is it 5 minutes for shabbos?
Is it good when we
However you want this fine.
Okay. Now, the Shach and Sifkat and Beis, what does he say? Right? Af midrabanan. That's the Shach. I told you the Ramah, that if it's only us and midrabanan, those that paskin, Mechaba, the Rambam, that oif is only the Rabbanon, so then it's mutter banah, it's mutter to cook it. Keikos marach apekim amid. Ein sham, look at the next, I'm skipping the one, this one we studied already. The fifth wide line, Rabbi Kivega. Shach, sifkat, and beis. Fifth wide line in the wide lines of Rabbi Kivega. Ein sham, shehevi raya. Madrim bifneima asuk venus of gilchav. Kamar navodazar. What they asuk venus of gilchav. So Gemara says, they shmamid them osam ba'orkevas nevela. We're going to say, we said a shira in the Coca-Cola. This was nogei the shira in Coca-Cola. So look what it says. Mishavirai me'adamrina, me'a'avmur gris unvaskilcha. Gemara gives a bunch of reasons why Venus akum is osam. Mishmamid them osam ba'orkevas nevela. They mamid it in orkevas nevela. Freaked Rabbi Kivega, freaked the Mordechai, Amen Asa Gamkein Pano Mishum Bebasab Bishul Basa Bechalav. Why is it only Asa Bachila? Bachila, it should be Asa Pano Mishum Basa Bechalav. Not Bano, yes, a bit.
There's no
Bishul. There's a Bible. El Alkor, Tema Derech Kavisha. It's only soaked. There's no Bishul, correct. Derech Kavisha, Durabonan, and Asa Bano. See, we're saying the Asid Gavinus, let it be Asabad Noah, Atsbasaba Chalav. The Teretz is, that if you don't do Bishul, it's Mutabad Noah, since it's only Midraban. They bring a Raya. To be a Raya, because Gvinus, so now it's a Bachila. It's possible Chalav Midrabanan, so it should be Aser, it's Derech Kvisha, but it should be Aser Midrabanan by Noah. The Teretz is that if it's not the Raya to the Ramah, that if it's only possible Chalav Midrabanan, there's no Issa Bishul, the Koshali. It's Frank Rabbi Kiveg. So let's see Rabbi Kiveg's kash. Habem is kasha. L'may nokar atam, t'mamid osa ba'or kevas nevela. Why did the Gemara say, t'mamid osa ba'or kevas nevela, hang ba'or kevas k'shera, havi b'osa b'cholav? Why do I have to say you maimin it? In the nevela, if it be kosher meat, so midrabbana it'll be b'osa b'cholav. So why do you have to aser it? Because they're maimit in the vela. If they're maimit cheese, even in a kshera, It'd still be Basar v'Chalav. V'chein hikshu ha-taisvus. Taisvus asked the Gash. I didn't remember this. I'll be honest. I remember this obvious question of taisvus. So he answered Rabbi Kivayga. We answered Mordechai. Why it's not Asar Barnoah. Because Basar v'Chalav d'Rabbanan is Asar Barnoah. But the Gemara is looking why they asked Gvinas Akum. They could have said the maim and the cheese in meat. So it's from d'Rabbanan. Basar v'Chalav.
That's what they do. That's the fact. That's what they do.
Yeah, the said they did it. They did it on the veil. The vice is only because it was in the veil. They could have just said they did it in meat. He's going to get to the Rambam in the next line, but I'm not sure you're Kedvin Matchalet. Look at Tysus. So what?
Why
Achilu would be. Yeah, but remember, it's only Drabanan anyway. I mean, remember, it's only Drabanan.
It's less.
Yeah. I don't get you, Chesmir. Okay, Vitirtsu. It's too complicated. Vitirtsu. Kevin Rak, Basabachov, Drabanan, Lachashilu is fake. Nah, it's only Basar b'Chalav min d'Rabbanan, so you're not chosh for the sveika. Because the sveika is maybe the mamid ba'or of a ksher. But if it's mamid ba'or nevela, so it's d'Raisa. See, if it'd be Basar b'Chalav, but only d'Rabbanan, so we won't be chosh for this. It's only a chash. We don't know they were mamid ba'or. So he says it's only Drabbanan would be mutter. So what is it? Would be mutter be'achila. Be'achila. Hana, forget about it. It can't be, it has to be mutter be'ana. We already answered that. Because since it's only bas b'chav Drabbanan, it's mutter be'ana. That we got rid of, the Isana. We want to know why did they ask, have to ask be'achila als nevela, because they're mamid in nevela. They could have said the mamid in kosher meat, and it's still us out bas b'chav d'rabbanan. So it's only d'rabbanan, they wouldn't be chayshish. But if it's nevela, it's d'oraisa. Now they're going to bring in your Rambam, they're going to bring this in, I'm going to see if maybe this is your cheshvin. There's the kasha was, Mechaim, why they have to aser cheese, because they're mimed in the nevela. Typically, they're mimed in meat, kosher meat, but that they were mimed it, since mimed is only drabbanan and basar b'chalav, because it's not cooking, so mimed is only us drabbanan, they wouldn't be choshish that they were mimed it in the R. That the guy was mimed in the R. The choshish for this is a chashash d'oraisa. By the way, if this is nogea the Coca-Cola shiur, this piece, I'll tell you why it's nogea. Maimed is Doraisa. You can say Maimed is Doraisa. Remember that Rashba? Remember that Rashba? We gave a whole shiur on that Rashba. That Rashba was Mashma. It's only Drabana. So if it's only Drabana, you shouldn't be Chayshish for it. If it's only... The Rashba is Rishonim ask. He brings it, Rabbi Kivayga. Why isn't it bottle? Why isn't the R bottle in the cheese? Why isn't it bottle? You don't taste the R in the cheese. So most Paskim answered, that's a Maimed. But 2 weeks last week, we learned the tshuva on Coca-Cola. And we found a new Rashba. And it's one of the ingredients. It's not bottle. But that's only the Rabbanan. That chumra of the Rashba is only the Rabbanan. So then you don't have this answer. That's also only the Rabbanan. The Bechaba Paskin's like him in Yayin Nesach. We had the Stira. You didn't see, we had a tshuva, Rav Moshe, the Stira. Rav Taitz's Stira. Bechaba Paskin's like this Rashba. It's a Stira in Bechabas. Okay. V'chein l'mashatir tzari magash v'aramba. The b'emes, okay. This is what the magash and Rambam answer. The b'emes yesh me'astam samach b'chol. 60 times the R. It's samach, it's batal. Yesh samach b'chol. V'isur. Well, first of all, the guy I'm not doing it. We're not doing it. We're asking cheese of an akum. I'm not doing it. I'm just buying it from a guy. So something the Esur Rak Maimid, Vayadei Maimid, Lanasabas B'chalav. So what's he saying? So he's saying the Maimid wouldn't make Bas B'chalav at all. He's saying, what does he mean? He's saying that Yesh Be'astam Samach B'chalav Yisurak Maimid. So you say Maimit doesn't create an Issa Basa B'chalav. That's what he's saying, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva seems to say to me, Chiddush, Ta'ayotei Maimit L'Nasa Basa B'chalav. And it makes sense. You know why? Because the milk is not giving taste in the meat. Basa B'chalav is milk giving taste in meat. If it's Maimit, see Bishlama, Maimit, see Maimit with an Isser, so the Isser is being Maimit. The milk is not Asa. The Issa of milk and meat, so, but it looks like, I don't know who learned Pshat and Rabbi Kiva your way, but. Yeah, but now that you see the Rabbi Kiva, you'll learn like me. Rabbi Kiva is saying there is no Issa Maimid by Basa B'chalav. That's what it looks like to me. Yeah, no, he's Maimid. He probably, they were probably mislearning the Rabbi Kiva, these things. Where did he get that thing from?
It's Rabbi Kiva. He's saying it's not cooking. Maimid is not cooking.
No, he's saying, but Tzvi, the kasha was, it should be asa midrabanan. It should be asa midrabanan. The Gemara is looking why they asked midrabanan gvinis, and the Gemara says, because the goyim are maimed ba'or kevas nevela, so fregin the rishonim, so it could have been ba'or kosher also, it's bas b'chal of midrabanan. So Bikivega says, no, it wouldn't be bas b'chal of even midrabanan, because there's no din maimed to make bas b'chal of. You don't make bas b'chal of als maimed. The sense, this makes 100% sense to me, because a maimed means you have an isser here, and now you're being maimed something with an isser, so it's like the isser is still there. But b'chalav is not an isser. There's nothing wrong with being using chalav as a maimed for meat as a maimed for chalav. Lo nasa b'basa b'chalav. That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Tzvi, not cooking, he says it's not the raisa. Why isn't it the rabbanan? Not cooking, we know. Derech Bishlam.
It's impossible to be gosher the rabbanan also.
Right. Yeah. So Rabbi Kiva is saying. So Maimit doesn't make it into Basa B'chalav. You mask him. Okay. Well. Somebody didn't. Why, somebody. Yes, he had another pshat. This Rabbi Kiva.
And why by the
he brought with him another pshat.
Why by the mele, that's what he meant to say. What are you saying here? That's
check it out.
Maimit is not throwing elephant.
What
is
he said?
We don't know what he said. Yes, he said it over differently. Now he's thinking, maybe he means, you heard it, B'Shem Rabbi Elephant.
No, I heard Rabbi Elephant. I'm saying B'Shem
Rabbi Elephant. Okay.
And what's the problem with the Divina? If it's
the Nevela is a maimid of the cheese, and the Nevela, so it's not bata. Midrabban, well, see, Maimid, I don't know if it's the Raisa Rabban. I don't know if Maimid, maybe it's the Raisa.
If there's no Maimid between Basra and Chalav by regular, by kosher, why is there a Maimid between
Nevela? So the way I'm explaining it, it's a very good question, is that there's a din, you have a shtickle Nevela. Shtickle Nevela. 70 parts, 100 parts of Chalav. So we say the Nevela is not bottled. And they disappeared, I don't taste it. But if it's Maimid, so the Isser is not bottle, when it's Isser. But milk is not Usser. Milk or the meat. Here the meat, it's kosher. It's not Usser. What's Usser is putting the combination, putting the taste of meat into milk. If it's just being Maimid, you don't have that combination. But by Nevela is different, you don't need a combination. If Nevela is Maimid something, so we say that Nevela didn't disappear, even though it's bottle, but it's a Maimid, so it doesn't disappear. But the milk not disappearing doesn't make it surely be an Issa Bas Mechalev, because who says Bas Mechalev becomes Usser if the meat is Maimid the milk? That's what we're saying here, Rabbi Kiva. Fascinating svar. Okay. Right.
Well,
I'll put it this way. It's bottle. It's bottle.
Yeah.
You mean it shouldn't be bottle? It shouldn't be. I mean, how can it be mutter midrabbana? So eating milk and meat.
That's the
no, but it's like only if it's kosher milk with kosher meat?
Yeah, but you can't eat midrabbana, you can't eat meat and milk together. But I'd say, because it's bottle. But it's bottle. It's only not bottle, it's the din of maimed. If there's no din maimed, it's bottle. It's like circular.
But it is maimed. It makes the cheese. It's a maimed.
Yeah, I hear.
It's not bottle. It's not bottle. You're eating something that's meat together with something that's milk.
So look what Kvega is now, Lushit. Look what he is now.
The
Torah says that
the
So by the way, you know Rav Kveges Cheshbon is Kveges. Okay, want to learn a little Rav Kveges? Kveges Cheshbon is we brought a raya. What would bring a raya from this Mordechai? That since it's only asim midrabanan, there's no issa hanah, there's no more raya. If you're going to say it's not even asim midrabanan, it's bas mechalov, so you have no raya. That's something that's asim midrabanan, bas mechalov. There's no issa hanah. See, they want it to be a raya that you see, it could have been als derabana als bas mechalov. So then why is it asim hanah? Ah, so you see, it's only derabanan. No, it's not even bas mechalov derabanan. According to this cheshbon, so then there's no raya that something that's asim midrabanan al tzvas b'chav is not mut is mutabano. But as the raya asim, talk to Vikivega, as the gamkin rasim the yhana mishum b'chav leka mishum maimid lo nasa b'chav. Okay. Gam kosh tzarchin. Skip a line. Next tzarchin. Gam kosh al tirutz am Mordechai. What was the tirutz am Mordechai? What did the Mordechai say? If you know it's necessary by Anah, the Kvavosh Mutter by Anah. Right? The Mordechai says, Venus and that Asa by Anah, he holds it's Asa, it's Basa by Chalav. But it's not Asa by Anah since it's not Bishop, right? The Mordechai. Mordechai is saying, we asked, why is Asa by Anah, it's Basa by Chalav? Teretz says, since it's not Bishop, it's only Maimed, so certainly not Bishop. And Bas Bechav Chidushu has to be through Bishul. V'chein 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 le'in hanah havisach v'k'rabana. V'gabe hanah, they were Nazareth, because it's only a suffix v'k'rabana. V'kama d'ayin k'ashe, g'vinas ovdikchom asum l'asmim tavshem. Shvi asa d'araisa, to cook g'vinas shalavikacham. In the g'vina, there's a little meat in there. So it's only a maimit. But if you cook it, so if we ask it to cook it, the mavichavim hemit ba'ar v'nivla tam bas b'chalav b'kvisha. So now it's soaked. She'ata mevashel oiso habaluah mitochav hata bishel v'shim bishel bas b'chalav v'gam b'bishlo ya'asa v'ana. So Rav Kveges is saying it comes out if you'll cook cheese. Cheese is not asa v'ana. It's fake Rav Kveges. That's till you cook it. But there's some meat in there.
That was bought out.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking about. It was bottle.
It was bottle, so it's not
it,
right?
Now,
when you say
it's
a maimed. It's a maimed. So that's what Tzvi was trying. Right. So,
maimed is not bottle.
Maimed is not bottle. So, how could we?
Yes. We said 2 minutes earlier that it was
a bottle. It's not bottle, but why? So, Frank Tzvi was trying. So, how could it be it's mutter to eat it? So how can it be mutter if having milk and meat? How can it be mutter to eat it? He's saying it's mutter. A maimit doesn't even make it asa. There's no issa even midrabanan of basa b'chalav. So what do you mean? Lagabi eating it, you say it's batal. But lagabi cooking it, it's not batal. So I don't get it. He's saying there's no issa of maimit with basa b'chalav. Doesn't make basa b'chalav. So l'chari means that's why they didn't asar by kosher meat. This is no basa b'chalav. It's just a maimed, and maimed doesn't make this a basa b'chalav.
Even
midrabanan.
What is the basa?
The skin. The or. The meat is the or. The rennet is that's the big sugi. Okay. We're talking about the or. Maimed ba or kevas nevein. Or it's nevein. The basa. The or is the meat. It's edible. That meat of the stomach lining is meat. Is basa. So the aura of the keva is meat. You're cooking treifa meat with milk. So it's asim midrabanan, it's maimit. According to the Rashba, it's interesting. Kveger brings maimit. We had a Hoshi and Coca-Cola, the Rashba. Those Rosh Hashivas in 1935, they discovered, but the Rashba, how can you use it? It's one of the ingredients of the Rashba. It's not al maimit. Rashba is a different svara. This is one of the main ingredients, even though it doesn't give taste. It's also the famous Rashba.
What's the main ingredient?
It's not a main ingredient. They used to put less
glycerin.
They used to have glycerin in it. So then one tzaddik got into the factory. They got him to change the recipe. There used to be chametz in it. They used to make it with some grain product. So this guy was friends with his whole story. His daughter was in college with the head of Coke, and they changed the recipe for him. He changed the recipe. Rabbi Bienenfeld's grandfather was martyred in 1928. His name is Yaakov Bienenfeld, the same name as my friend. And he was matred because he held, not like, he didn't paskin like the Rashba. So it's only glycerin. He held his bottle anyway, Pchai Moiser, it's not Roy Lachil anyway. He held the whole glycerin, it's not treif. So you don't machma like the Rashba. And, okay, the chametz part, see, I don't know on Pesach. See, I don't know if Rabbi Bienenfeld was mat. I think he was matred on Pesach also. Coca-Cola, God.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, bottle before. Maybe it's bottle before. This is bottle before. The chametz was bottle before.
Any Coca-Cola was made on Pesach.
Would be awesome, maybe. Right. So we've been studying about Coca-Cola. So everyone here is assuming the maimit. They're not assuming the Rashba svara. That way the Rashba learns that if it's a recipe, if they use it for the recipe, it's not bottle. This Rashba, not all maimit. Okay, Rabbi Yishai, I think, you have any time? I started late, I don't want to keep going late, you know. I started late because I wasn't thought I wouldn't be home, so let's end soon. I just want to learn a little bit, peites. I have here peites, simin peites, ocha basa fil shachayva oif. If you eat meat, peites, simin peites. One side, the side that starts peites anta. Ocha basa fil shachayva oif lo yachal gvina achrav, achi yishesh yishoyz. 6 hours. And if you wait 6 hours, if you have teeth, meat between the teeth, tzarech la'asira. Now let me explain why this is a chiddush. This chiddush is being paskin like both teirotzim. Why do you have to wait 6 hours when you have meat and then milk? So as we explained in the daf, the two basic shittas are yishayim. Rambam, some learn, like the Gemara's mashma, basa ben ashinayim. So after 6 hours, if that's the time, so after 6 hours, what's 6 hours? It's not basar anymore. It's between the teeth, but we call it digested. It's dissolved. There's no time anymore after 6 hours. But the Rambam learns that the reason you have to wait 6 hours is the heavy taste of the meat. The Rambam learns you have to wait 6 hours because meat leaves a heavy taste in the mouth. Right. So according to the Rambam, you have no raya that the stuff between your teeth dissolves after 6 hours. Because according to the Rambam, see if you learn like Rashi, that the whole issue of the 6 hours is because of the meat between your teeth. So you see after 6 hours, it's not meat anymore. But if you learn like the Rambam, that's a 6 hours because of the taste in your mouth, so there's no mucker. So we paskin l'chumra like both pshatim. We paskin l'chomra like both pshatim. Therefore, we paskin that in yesh basa bein hashinayim tzach lasira like the Rambam. The Rambam holds. No, because the 6 hours because of the taste, but the stuff between your teeth remains meat for could be for days. You have no raya like the Rambam, not because of the taste. The taste goes away after 6 hours. Big steak, after 6 hours, you have no more taste in there. But you have the meat between your teeth is still meat. According to Rashi, after 6 hours, the meat between your teeth is not meat anymore.
It still retains
the taste. It's still meat. According to the Rambam, it's still meat for 12 hours, for 24 hours.
Does the Rambam say that it loses its taste?
No. The Rambam doesn't talk about the meat between the teeth. That's why, according to the Rambam, there's no het after 6 hours. So that's why we're machmel like both shittas. So you can't say, it's already 6 hours, I don't have to worry about the meat between my teeth. Sagasira. Alois latinak. Now, alois latinak, you don't get the fatty if you're just chewing it for a baby and spitting it out. So you don't get that fatty taste in your mouth. So then, according to Rambam, you don't have to wait. See, this is the chumra of both shittas. That basa ben hashinayim with machmir even after 6 hours. V'alois latina tzach lahamtin, because maybe there's some meat between your teeth. So we're machmir like both shittas. Now the Rambam says, v'matzach kach basa ben hashinayim asiro. Now you found meat after 6 hours. You removed it. Tzach la'diach piv. You have to wash your mouth. Kam shoch ha'gavine.
Why?
Because you just had meat in your mouth. So you have to wash your mouth. Now, we never learned about washing your mouth. We're going to see later in the Ramah. We learned kinuach ha-peh and washing your hands. We just chazed the Gemara. There's some Rishonim that hold that you need kinuach ha-peh and hadachas ha-peh. So the Ramah is going with that shita, like the Gemara says. Kodem shiyoch al-gavin. V'yesh yomim. So love shows rak miyad, Taisa Shita, in Silek of Yerchbech Samazin, not the Taisa we study, not Rabbeinu Tam. This is the Taisa on Kofei. Says, Misuda L'suda just means you bench, and then you can have milk as soon as you bench. This is the Shita of Yesh Omrim, Tetzach Lam Tashay Shos, Rabbi Yad, in Silek of Yerchbech Samazin, Mutai De Kinuch Vadach. Kinuch means you clean out your mouth, and Adacha, Pash means
bread.
Right. V'amega Pash of Dinos Eilim. L'hamtem ha'achilis ha'basar, sh'achas. 1 hour. Sh'achas. I asked Rabbi Frost, where does the 3 hours come from? There's 1 hour or 6 hours? 3 hours.
Yeah.
1 hour. It's around Ramah.
Germany's 3 hours.
There's no marker for 3 hours.
There's no
marker? No
marker.
Mm-hmm. Where do
the Rabbi
writes, where
the
Medina says, where's that 1 hour, it's based on the Zohar. And the Zohar says you can't eat meat and milk for Shah Achas. This 1 hour is Iker Zohar. Some say the Zohar is both directions. Mitzvichin v'arach gam kim b'chas ha-mozen acha ha-basar. We're machmel like Taisus also. You wait an hour, but it can't be the same suit.
What about the taste? For an hour, there's no taste. What happens
to an
hour?
This sheet of an hour, which sheet? Is it going with the Rambam and the taste in your mouth? Maybe they hold an hour is enough to get out the taste? So like Suda Cheris, the Mutalech L'Divrei Mekilim. So he's saying it's an hour plus benching. The hour. Some people think when you wait 6 hours from when you bench or when you eat meat, Shabbos afternoon, you want to know when you can eat milk. So you ate chulin, and it could be another hour till your wife served the dessert, you had company from the meat. Like the Ramah says, the hour counts from when you eat the meat, not from when you bench. So certainly the 6 hours will count from when they eat the meat. We have a Ramah. Right. Some people say an interesting word. I'm just benching to eat milk. I had meat. I want a coffee, so I'll bench to have my coffee. Why is that no good? That's no silik. If you're just benching to have the coffee, so the Gra explains beautifully. That's not called a silik. It has to be at the end of the end of the Suda. So he says, "Aval ein zarim bazeh v'yesh midak l'avim sheish shars achlas pasuk vina v'chein nachal nasayis."
So after you eat meat, it's got nothing to do with...
And I heard in Israel, Now what about cheese and then milk? Look and turn it over and look at Siv Gimel. Look at Yesh Makri, the Ramah. Ramon Siv Beis. Yesh Makri, Basar Achagvin. Basar Achagvin. That may be based on the Zohar. The Zohar says you don't eat milk and meat in the same hour. Yesh Makri, Basar Achagvin. V'chein Noagim, Shekol Shagvin, a kosher, hard cheese. Et Och Makri, if you look, Basar Oaf, not even chicken. I heard in Israel, which I was surprised, the machmir on cheese pizza to wait 6 hours if that pizza to have meat. Does that age six months? Is that age six?
Everything is
6 months. How long? Many poskimol, like he first argued me, but many poskimol is only the wormy cheese. Has to be the worm, full of worms. Wormy cheese. So Rabbi Frost was asked, they eat the worms. You know, this is the worms that's mutter. The worms that grow in the cheese. It's the wormy cheese. Tomorrow's daf, you have a mouse that doesn't reproduce. And tomorrow's daf, we're going to learn about rats that don't reproduce. We have a mission about rats that are born from earth. Tomorrow's daf, Rabbi Sai. Well,
it's not changing generation.
Yes. The rats that come from earth. It's half earth and half rats. So Rashi says they're not para verava. The whole sugya is because they're not para verava.
Why is she's the afterwear for three?
So we in America, the windmill, you have to wait for cheese, any cheese. First of all, they don't have the bugs. You see, it's funny.
Central Park has on its window that if you eat some of the cheeses, then you have to eat some.
That are aged for 6 months.
Yeah. Which cheese? Does it mention it? Remember which cheese it is?
I
don't know. I'll look at it tomorrow.
It's delicious.
Moldy cheese.
I like the smell of the
yellow. Yeah.
I might come to you for lunch.
So the truth is, it's only mutayv lachmi. This whole thing is a toiv lachmi. I want to get it straight. There's no one who holds that it's us to wait that the hardest cheese that aged for 10 years is toiv lachmi. He says, you have to clean your mouth and wash it and do it till you die. Mutayv lachmi. The most it is a tov lach.
Because it gets stuck.
Yeah, it's very, has taste like meat. The malcha knows the real sour cheeses.
Yeah.
So you have to wash your mouth, but it's only a tov lach. So, you know, it's not nobody. The Ramah is only tov lach. You know, the Ramah said before, the Shach says, the chanochen lasses, to wait 6 hours. So they bring that anybody has a reyach of Torah. Mashal, chomishish, but reyach Torah. That's why we all wait 6 hours. Because the Mashal says, if you have a reyach at Torah, you should wait 6 hours.
So where does the sheetahs come from?
So we have three sheetahs. Benching. Benching and waiting an hour, and 6 hours.
Yeah, no, but what is the... Within the six hour, you have people that go within the six hour.
I know, because the Rambam says, Kishesh Tech Sam Sefer makes that deal. The Rambam says, Kishesh Shoyz. So some people say the 6 hour is enough. Kishesh Shoyz.
Five
hours. Sam Sefer, based on
the
Sam
Sefer. Three comes, getting rhyme of the six.
Beginning of the six, like a full
six. Rhyme of the six. Right, maybe. Rhyme of the six.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.